Hi there. Welcome to the Digital India Podcast, your go-to show for conversation on technology, innovation, and the minds shaping India's digital future. I'm Mohammed Ujale, and today's episode is a special one. We are sitting down with a legend who has raced at 300 km per hour on Formula One tracks and is now accelerating change in India's mobility sector. From being India's first F1 driver to founding DriveX, a startup using AI to reinvent the used two-wheeler market, his journey is nothing short of extraordinary. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about Mr. Narayan Karthikeyan, who is my guest today. It is really thrilling to have Mr. Narayan Karthikeyan on the show. He's someone who has lived multiple dreams, speed, technology, entrepreneurship. And today we'll try to unpack all of them, the F1 lesson that fueled his startup and how AI is fixing India's used bike market and why innovation needs a pit stop in Bharat. But before we hit the gas, listener, buckle up. This is the Digital India Podcast and the conversation it starts now. Mr. Narayan, first of all, thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to interview you. Let me begin by asking you about DriveX. If you could walk us through major point that it is trying to address in terms of the used two-wheeler vehicle, what are the challenges and how you're trying to address that?
Because we are in the used business of two-wheelers predominantly.
Right.
And right now the business is focused on procurement, refurb and retail of used two-wheeler, brand agnostic. We started off in Tamil Nadu. Now we have expanded into Karnataka and we have a few retail touch points here in NCR. So the concept is very simple. The size of the market is 25 million a year. And that is 1.5 times larger than the new two-wheeler market. Any B2C platform, used platform, pre-owned platform, the customer, you know, always looks for that quality, the trust. So that is what we are trying to establish. Right. And we kind of started off, you know, outsourcing these vehicles for refurb, but we found that refurb quality was not as what we expected or what the customer wanted. So the first thing we did, and learnings from other used platforms, is that we brought the refurb center in-house. So we have two refurb centers, one in Hosur, near the TVS factory, as TVS is the majority stakeholder in the company. This is a subsidiary of TVS, and one in Tamil Nadu, Coimbatore. So once we got the quality of the vehicles right, we were able to, you know, through our retail touchpoint, we were able to get these vehicles financed by mainstream finance. And we give a 1-year warranty, we give 3 free services. So what are we trying to do? Basically, the new vehicles are at one price point, and this is at a different price with the same benefit. So, you know, in as a founder of DriveX, I feel that ICE is going to be in India for a very long time. To give it efficiency, sustainability and this entire market into a more mature market with the new Motor Vehicle Act, which is which was rolled out in 2023, it favors platforms such as us. There is a lot more ease of doing this business in a legitimate manner. So that's why we've got into it. And, you know, we have established now as the largest digital pre-owned two-wheeler mobility platform.
Let me ask you one more thing. These are time of, there are a lot of conversation happening around artificial intelligence. And we do see AI playing a kind of transformative role even into the mobility space. So if I have to ask you something beyond the used two-wheeler vehicle, what are the, some of the cases that you see in terms of adoption of AI in overall mobility space?
I think adoption of AI in the mobility space is definitely, especially for a country such as ours, which is a developing nation, you know, our infrastructure is growing massively in terms of the quality of the vehicles, in terms of the roads. But as far as accidents are concerned, the trend seems to be going higher and higher because the vehicles are getting much more sophisticated, much more faster. But the civic sense of riding and driving is still, that is not improving. So AI, I believe in this space, connected vehicles with the ADAS technology. Imagine a very affordable way of having it in all the vehicles will massively reduce our, I think, the road safety.
Right. You have been one of the first Formula One driver for India. So what parallel do you see in terms of the speed and agility and scalability of Formula One and setting up a company like DriveX?
So like in Formula One, I think the most important aspect of this is two things. One is team. One is agility, because you need to keep, as a startup, you need to, you know, keep, we've iterated a lot. We've kind of, within a short period of 36 months, we have, you know, firmly established this used two-wheeler platform as a go-to platform for good quality used two-wheeler. And we took all the pain points of the customers. We solved them one by one. We are at a very mature stage. We also rolled out a self-inspection app,
right,
customer facing. So that is first of its kind in this platform. So we have, I think those are the parallels.
Right.
Your team is the most important. Or else you especially with tech playing such a big role and operationally procurement being a very key part of the business.
Right.
Here is, we use ample technology and cutting edge technology. We have a good digital team focused on building this.
I think the different markets have different dynamics. If I have to ask you something in terms of what is the biggest hurdle in terms of a refurbished item getting accepted by the customer, is it the trust? Is it the regulation? Is it something else?
The biggest hurdle will be the one of the key factors is quality of the refurb. They're not able to see if you change oil, how do they? You just tell them. And then if you change a tire or a battery, they're able to see. So that visibility for the customer to know that really that trust factor is something which we are trying to establish through technology. And secondly, the regulatory factors are also much more easier to do business now. And the new Motor Vehicle Act, which was rolled out in 23 April, once the states adapt, then it will be easier for platforms such as us to, you know, expand our business further.
Right. And where do you see, let's say, hypothetically down the line in 5 years, because you have the technology stack in place, you have the TVS support, you yourself are a kind of asteroid in terms of brand visibility. Where do you see down the line 5 years this organization?
So, of course, we are also wanting to get into the refurb space of EV, used EVs. That will also come into this cycle. So, repowering is something which is quite critical for our platform. And secondly, we are looking at about 50 plus retail touch points now. We want to grow aggressively and we are looking at 500 retail touch points by 27 third quarter.
Right. Just a days ago, there was a speech in this hall from the Commerce Minister, Mr. Piyush Goyal. And he very eloquently talked about the 2047 goal of Prime Minister Modi. And he said as to how the deep tech startup focus on innovation is really, really important. So how do you balance in terms of innovation and entrepreneurship? What would be your take on that?
So last 12 months, it's all about AI and this will all mature and it'll become much more simplified. And I think every platform will use it for it, for the enhancement of the experience, the product, all of it. So we have to embrace it. And, the easiest thing would be not to reinvent the wheel, but do a plug and play and use the best of the technologies and make it simple. So, the benefits of that is completely passed on to the end user.
You started this company, I think, in 2023. So if I have to ask you one thing, while you were driving, you had one of the best media visibility possibly you could have. You were at the peak. So in the hindsight, if you would have started a bit at that point of time, do you think as an entrepreneur, possibly we'll be on a different level altogether?
Yeah, possibly. Possibly. Having said that, you're so focused on whatever you're doing and it's a full-time job. So to, manage it through your team of investors or whatever doesn't really happen. And this is a, business which I started, founded it from scratch. So that kind of time and energy to put behind a business while you're a professional athlete, quite difficult. Only few can do it.
So now, before I let you go, let me ask you one last question. Very recently, there was a statement which was a kind of cautious as well from one of the legend of your time as well, Mr. Pulela Gopichand. And he said that, sports is a very costly affair. Therefore, to think for a person who is coming from a very ordinary background, to think that he can actually build a career based on sports and run the family is not a cakewalk. How do you look at that particular thing?
Well, it's never been a cakewalk. And focus is now because of media again. Take racing, for example. It has got a tremendous amount of coverage through a series called Drive to Survive. So when this happens, then, parents are, willing to kind of give the kids, the children, the opportunity in any discipline. Some sports are very established. There is a huge ecosystem with, let's say, cricket,
for example.
All the clubs and states are all well-funded, good infrastructure. So much of coverage on cricket. The ambition for any young school-going kid would be to, become a cricketer. And yeah. I think the ecosystem supports that. Now you want to become a golfer, then what Gopichand says is very true. You need a lot of resources. You need a coach. You need, you know, so many other things. And even for chess, I believe. But the only good thing about all of this is that there is a lot more coverage and attention given to other sports. First, it used to be so cricket-centric. Yes. But now we do get more visibility on others, which I believe is a very good thing. But to make in motor racing, if you see getting paid and making a livelihood, I'm the only driver and maybe one or two others. But it is getting more mature. And we have all these many leagues which are coming. Some of their leagues come and go. But if you... Like I'll tell you, the motocross league, all the riders are getting paid.
Right.
They are making a living out of it. So this is the first league I see in motorsport in India, which has given the rider the chance to establish himself and to make a living out.
Mr. Narayan, thank you so much for taking your time and speaking.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.